Welcome to English Through History. If you enjoy the content, please subscribe or leave us a review. It helps us to create more content and is appreciated by our small team here. We hope you enjoy today's episode. The Mongol Invasions of Japan, also known as the Mongol Invasions of 1274 and 1281, were two major military efforts by the Mongol Empire, led by Kublai Khan, to conquer Japan. These invasions are notable not only for their scale and ambition, but also for the natural events that thwarted them, leading to the legendary tales of the divine wind or kamikaze. In today's episode, we will explore the background behind the invasions themselves, and the lasting consequences to Japanese culture. During the 13th century, the Mongol Empire under Genghis Khan and his successors expanded rapidly, creating the largest contiguous land empire in history. Kublai Khan, Genghis Khan's grandson, established the Yuan dynasty in China and sought to further expand his influence to neighboring countries, including Japan. The Mongols viewed Japan as a potential vassal state and sought to bring it under their control. In the 1260s, Kublai Khan sent several diplomatic envoys to Japan, demanding submission to Mongol rule and threatening invasion if the Japanese refused. The ruling Japanese shogunate, led by the Kamakura shogunate, ignored these demands. And in response, Kublai Khan prepared for military action against Japan. Kublai Khan's first invasion attempt occurred in 1274. The Mongols gathered a fleet of around 600 to 800 ships and assembled a multinational force of approximately 23,000 to 40,000 soldiers. These included Mongol, Chinese, and Korean troops. The plan was to cross the Korea Strait and land on Japan's southernmost main island, Kyushu. The Mongol forces landed on the islands of Tsushima and Iki before advancing to Kyushu. The Mongol army, known for its sophisticated tactics, used their powerful composite bows, explosive weapons, which are early forms of gunpowder bombs, and coordinated cavalry and infantry attacks, which were unfamiliar to the Japanese samurai warriors. The samurai, who were accustomed to individual combat and ritualized forms of warfare, were initially overwhelmed by the Mongols' disciplined and large-scale tactics. However, they managed to regroup and mount a defense. After some fierce battles, particularly near Hakata Bay, the invasion was abruptly ended by a powerful typhoon that struck the Mongol fleet. Many ships were damaged or sunk, and the surviving Mongol forces had to retreat. This event was later mythologized in Japan as the kamikaze, or the divine wind, believed to be the god's intervention to protect Japan from foreign invasion. Following the first invasion, the Japanese anticipated a second attempt by the Mongols. The Kamakura shogunate ordered the construction of extensive defensive walls and fortifications all along the coastline of Hakata Bay and other vulnerable areas. Additionally, the samurai were mobilized and trained to better respond to the Mongols' massed battle tactics. Interestingly, some of these walls still exist today. Kublai Khan, undeterred by the failure of the first invasion, sent more envoys to Japan, demanding submission. The Japanese responded by executing these envoys, further inciting Kublai Khan's determination to conquer Japan. In 1281, Kublai Khan launched a second, much larger invasion comprised of two separate fleets. And the Eastern Route Army, which had about 4,000 troops with 900 ships sailing from Korea, and the Southern Route Army, which had about 100,000 troops with 3,500 ships departing from southern China. The two fleets were intended to converge on Kyushu. The Eastern Rout army arrived first, attempting to penetrate the defences around Hakata Bay. However, the fortifications built by the Japanese, combined with fierce resistance by the samurai, prevented a successful landing. The Mongols resorted to a naval blockade, but their attempts to gain a foothold were largely unsuccessful. The Southern Rout Army, delayed by logistical issues, eventually joined the Eastern forces. A full-scale assault was planned for August. Before the Mongols could mount a coordinated attack, a devastating typhoon struck the region. The storm ravaged the Mongol fleets, sinking thousands of ships and drowning many soldiers. The surviving forces were left scattered and in disarray, forcing them to abandon the invasion completely. The failed invasions had significant consequences for both the Mongol Empire and Japan. For the Mongols, the losses suffered in the two invasions were immense in terms of manpower and naval assets. The disasters, combined with other military campaigns elsewhere, weakened the Mongol Empire's ability to project power overseas. For Japan, the successful defense against the Mongols solidified the Kamakura shogunate's position, although the heavy cost of maintaining defenses and military readiness strained the economy. The belief in the divine wind, the kamikaze, as a divine protection, contributed to the Japanese cultural identity, reinforcing the idea of Japan as a sacred land protected by the gods. The invasions left a lasting legacy in Japanese culture and history. The concept of the kamikaze was revived centuries later during World War II, with pilots willingly sacrificing themselves to protect Japan from invasion, invoking the spirit of those historical winds. The Mongol invasions of Japan have captured the imagination of storytellers and creators for centuries. They have been portrayed in various forms of media, including literature, films, television dramas, manga, and video games. A specific example of this would be Ghost of Tsushima, which was released in 2020. And this critically acclaimed action-adventure game by Sucker Punch Productions is one of the most prominent modern portrayals of the Mongol invasions. Set during the first Mongol invasion of 1274, the game follows a samurai named Jim Sakai as he fights to defend Tsushima Island from the invading forces. While Ghost of Tsushima takes some creative liberties, it authentically recreates the atmosphere of 13th century Japan. The game emphasizes themes of honor, sacrifice, and the difficult choices faced by samurai in wartime. Its open-world design, detailed combat mechanics, and narrative exploration of the invasion offer a visceral experience of this historical event. To conclude, the Mongol invasions of Japan in 1274 and 1281 were monumental events that demonstrated the military prowess of the Mongol Empire and the resilience of the Japanese defenders. The invasion's failure, particularly due to natural disasters, became legendary and shaped Japan's national narrative for years.